Blog Talk Radio.
Better day.
We are children of the world. And thank God for you this morning. I want to bring you something very close to what God said to you this morning. You know, this is first Sunday. We're going into a new Sunday. There's lots going on. People calling. People are praying. Psalms 49, Psalms 119. I want you to continue. Read Psalms 39 and Psalms 79. God's been ready to give you a blessing. I'm praying for you, beloved, to walk up. There's been so much happening throughout the world this week. And the young lady called me. She lost her daughter in Dallas, Texas. Time that happened. I got another call in Houston. Lady lost her son and daughter. God is able to bring things to a close. But I had to sit down, and I want to share with you what I asked God. I said, Lord, I want to ask, Lord, are you, I've been reading the Bible. I don't know what the Bible said. Romans 1 and 23. There are no sons of the Lord in my service, shall not want. Could you get to the point where you're saying, Lord, what we need to do with what's going on in South Africa? What's going on with all the killing throughout America? Not only in America, in Latin America, and all the people rushing into America. What is the leadership doing? And I was just talking to God. I prayed. The people won't listen. The pastor have turned their head against your word. Romans 1 and 23 said, I turn you to a reprobate mind, doing that which is unseen. I read that. Then I read the 23rd, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. 27, number Psalm, I will rise up over your enemies. God was telling us all of that was going on. I share our ancestors. And, you know, the ancestors come and look. And when the ancestors come, they come with a message. Your ancestor, my ancestor. And I want to tell you, as we look at this situation now, as we come to midway, what's happening in Chicago, New York, the killing in Mississippi and Arkansas, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. I read that all the time. God, I read that. What do that mean? It means that Exodus 14:14. And if you got your Bibles, turn to Exodus 14:14. I'm explaining to you this morning, like the angels to me. And where you understand how serious what's going on. Exodus 14:14. And when you look at Exodus 14, you got to understand what God's saying. God told Moses, step back, Moses. Let me fight this demon, this spirit. And I want to tell you, you that going to church, you have got out of the church. It's not your fight, it's God's fight. And once you realize that you can't change folks, God has already understand a lot of people are going to die. Lots of our children, because they won't change. And, you know, all over the country, they're getting ready for, I can't stop it till I join it. Now, this is what the Bible says, the wages of sin is death, to God eternal life. You don't put your children into a mess, you tell them the truth. And if they grow up and be grown, they will get in that. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he would believe in him. shall not perish this morning, but have everlasting life. And I want to tell you, if you let go and let God, all the other stuff going to happen. You can't stop it. I can't stop it. It's the will of the Almighty God, and people have disobeyed God's word. Just as centuries of different countries have, different nations have failed because they have disobeyed God's word. Ain't no different than Solomon and Gomorrah. They didn't want that. God destroyed it. Right. So what was telling me, this, you step back and leave it alone. Don't participate in it, but leave it alone. Them that already slotted to participate in this lie. You know, when a child comes to his mama, say, you know, I'm a little girl. And the mama gave birth to the child. She know better. And the Bible said they're going to get weaker and wiser. So I said, Michael, the angel Michael, I said, Michael, what does that mean? Michael said, Bishop, it's a lot of people going to be destroyed. And it ain't no hope for them because they have sold out. They want to have fun and party. They want to deal with truth. And beyond that, death, murder, killing, all of the good things that are unseemly. And sin is seemly. So that's what I talked about this morning. You that are born again, you that made your mind up, the truth. I want you to have the truth. You know, once you get the truth, you ain't got the world by the lie. And read your Bible to tell you the truth. So we're looking for the truth this morning. And I'm praying for those that are calling me now. Some of you are going to lose daughters, sons, husband and wife, bloods, tornadoes, know why. Because you are locked into a lie. And you're so stubborn, so arrogant, you don't want to say, God, I want to repent. I don't believe in this homosexual stuff. Because it's not, let me go back. Somebody hear what I said. Yeah. Romans 1, because since I turn over to a reprobate mind, doing this with John Sunday. Or it might be 100 people out there doing it. But that don't mean you're right. You stick to truth and right. You know, if you got a bucket of truth, you better stick to the truth. And what God said. And God said the wages of sin is death this morning. The gift of God. I'm praying for you this morning. Made up your mind that you're going to stick with God. And what your pastor said, what your friends said, what your choir said, it should come away from that angry mob. Come away from that rebel kind of spirit. The one where they will kill you in order to hide a lie. So what you got to do, I would ask him, Lord, what I got to do? Bishop, leave it alone. After what you said, leave it alone. Serve who you serve, get in the word, and tell them, but leave it alone. Nobody I'm talking to this morning can turn that stuff around but God. When the devil has got their mind with that lie, that, well, it's all right. We've been doing it 5 years. We've been doing it 10 years. I don't care if they've been doing it 100 years. It's the divine law, and the divine law for man and woman. It's a divine law by God to be fruitful and multiply on this planet. You're not doing that. You're in bad shape. Father God, we come. We thank you for every donation, those that will plant a seed as I speak. And you let us come together one more time. As you let us come together one more time, you told me, Bishop, leave it alone. It's out of your hand. I can't go out there and stop the storm. It's already set up. I can't stop the flood. It's already out of my hands. It's in God's hands. So those that are intelligent enough, they know they got to make a change. Yes, the wages of sin is death, to give to God eternal life. But I want to be a blessing to you. I want you to be able to be blessed. I want you to be able to turn this stuff around, be able to help your children, your family. You know, I come, so many things happening bad because you have turned, and with the devil. The devil says, it's all right, it's all right. The devil says, all right, the drink is all right. Whatever the devil says, it's all right. But I'm telling you, turn away from your wicked ways, and God will bless the land. The land is cursed because you're still holding on to wicked stuff. Could be husband, could be wife, could be children. Anytime a mother have a child, and a child is 5 years old and tells the mother, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. And the whole family treat him like he's a girl. Something wrong with that picture they have bought into the lie. And over in Africa, I think, or up someplace in Africa, they put you in prison. They don't play that. And I said, wonder why they do that. Because if you obey God, it may not be popular, but if you obey God and you tell them the truth, they might not like you, but they know you're giving them the truth. Okay? And we'll come together one more time to give you the truth this morning. And that's important for you to have the truth, that God will heal you and God will bless you, and every door closed will be opened up. And God has did that. But some of us have turned our back on God. And after we turn our back on God, we're in a situation now where we're saying we want to make up. How can you make up when you ain't surrendered all to God? And what I'm saying to you, Pearl, you can't make grown folks do nothing. You can't make your family do nothing. But when God gives you a message directly from him, you have to listen to what God said. Because it said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And those that hold on to evil, they will give it evil. So the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Father God, we come at this hour. We ask you to bless every listener. The word I give them, Psalms 119, Romans 1:26. They can have all kind of parties, but I'm going to stick to God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. I'm going to stick to the word of God. And the word of God will bring you out and heal your family. Your family can't get healed if you're doing some other stuff. That's where God told Moses, step back. Exodus 14:40, step back, Moses. I got to do this. What I'm saying to you this morning, you can't worry about what your next door neighbor is doing. Step back. Give it to God. When bad things start happening, don't you? Oh, God already said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And you got to keep yourself up and tell your family the truth. If they don't want to listen to you, you just got to go ahead on. It's a lot of people see. It's a few know. But some don't want to change, okay? The woman was sitting on the back. She turned to pillow talk. She didn't want to change from Sodom and Gomorrah. She turned to a pillow talk. Why did she turn to a pillow talk? She want to maintain that lifestyle that when God said, and don't look, don't nobody look back. And as you look back, you turn to a pillar of salt. I don't know what I'm talking about. So Sodom and Gomorrah is real. And we live in that time where they don't trust God. They trust themselves. They trust their automobiles, their airplanes. But the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. I'm going to trust in God. You know, just what Job told everybody, though you slay me, I'm going to trust in God. And I want to tell you, the devil had gave Job black eye, but Job stuck with God. And I want to tell you, it's a lot of stuff going on in America, but I'm telling you, stick with God. And when people start acting up and flawed, you can't worry God going to do it. Father God, we come at this hour. We thank you for every letter, every telephone call. Father God, somebody want to plant a seed tonight. Somebody want to be able to go to my website, thecdabrahamyourtype.com, or write me at Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois. And we'll cash out. Said, Bishop, this is our seed for this month as I go down to Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. As I go over to St. Paul and over to Texas, I'll be praying for you and you. All is well. To come
Let this soft bitter
time.
Melt in your mouth to rebuild your gums and teeth.
Yes,
you will never need a dentist again.
Well,
did you know there is a natural way?
Oh, good thing. This is a healthy system. Thank you. Humble, I'll do it. Got your teeth moved.
You see that? honest. The rent-a-car industry is the definition of foreign, and the reason can be found in the name itself.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Going out for you down in this Mississippi, Arkansas.
tragedy are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. The economy's down, people can't get enough pay. And for me, all I can say is, thank you, Lord, you've done all of me. Folks without hope, out in the street, and the drug addicts run away. They hurt and pain. Abuse and robbers, no place to be friends. You do not protect them every step of the way.
Thank you. We're praying on our way going out. Lorraine, I'm praying for you. Dorothy, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call. And that, we're going to thank God because it wasn't you. It might have been you, but God brought you up and out of it. And you can tell somebody God healed you. God moved cancer, cataract tumors. God healed your liver, your lungs, your kidneys. God have put your mind at peace. So I would like to say thank you what you have did for so many people. You don't have the sense to say thank you 12 o'clock hour. But as we get ready to go to the next level.
You.
Thank you. God bless you all, our ancestors. Brother Jane Moore, God bless you all with Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. Thank you, Lord. Where you might go through, I'm going to be young to leave, thank you. I want to tell you all the way. Joe, happy birthday to you. I want to tell y'all, y'all driving back, everything got to be in peace. Thank God, thank you.